Well, welcome to the show. And as you guys who are listening now or are going to listen later, you see that I have included the description of what we're doing today. And I've got a super, super special lady that has been on here before. She is my friend, and I coach her. And I sometimes think she coaches me into having more patience. Patience is something that, Tony, I'm working on. But anyway, she's here today. She has a son who is a biker for Christ. And, you know, I think that people, Tony, feel like that the biker for Christ or bikers for Christ, they always associate groups of bikers or clubs of bikers, I'm going to say it that way, that they may not be law-abiding citizens. But I guess the biker for Christ, are, and they help people, correct? Tell us a little bit about Brian and how he got involved, and you really support this, and you're his mom. So anyway, share with us, please.
What, hon?
Share with us, how did he get involved, and what is the Bikers for Christ, what do they do, and how are they different than the regular motorcycle gang?
Yeah, so. Well, a lot of them were into things that were not Christ-like, you know, drugs and alcohol, you know, running around with the wrong crowd, getting in trouble. You know, some of them were Hell's Angels, like that. And then I don't know how they came to find Christ, but they did, and Brian, he was going, he likes rock and roll, and so he was going to a rock and roll church. I'm not sure exactly, I should have got more background on this, but anyway, so he had a motorcycle, and it was like it wasn't a Harley at that time, he has a Harley now. But he would just go around to these different places and hang out with people, motorcycle people. And they just kind of took him under his wing. And these were good, the Bikers for Christ guys and women. And so they took him under their wing, you know, and started mentoring him. And so he lives out in California, in Torrance, California.
Right.
And he just started going to different meetings and things like that that they were going to. They call it a bike night. They were having it then between May and October, they were having it every Tuesday. Now they only have it once a month.
Right.
But what it is a family gathering, and it's just a lot of fun. It's at a burger place, and so they have raffles and prizes, and they do a best bike trophy, and like I said, it's all Christian, Christ oriented, and so the fundraiser is for downed bikers.
Okay.
A lot of times a guy will or a person will have an accident, a motorcycle accident, and they will be rejected by their own family. Nobody comes to see them at the hospital. You know, nobody cares about what goes on with them. And so that's what this fund is for, is they go to the hospital. They pray for these people. They give them a $500 check to help them with their expenses, you know, whatever they need. And, you know, they pray with them. A lot of them turn their life over to Christ then, because the Bikers of Christ are the only ones that come to see them. you know, and accept them the way that they are. And that's what they're all about is, you know, they've made mistakes in the past, and now they've turned their lives over to Christ.
Okay.
So a lot of guys are just, you know, people are just saved right then. And, you know, they, I mean, of course, it's not instant. You know, they've got to get rid of the demons that are they're dealing with. And, but that's what they do. They just go try to show people that, you know, God is love. And, you know, all you have to do, this prayer that they pray with them, you know, and they accept Christ right then, and a lot of their lives just turn around. The kindness that these guys show to them. And, you know, Brian, he was a, Brian's dad didn't have anything to do with him when he was growing up.
I mean, right.
Definitely abandoned both of us. And so I raised him by myself. And so he was always missing that father figure. So now, when he was growing up, we were in Texas. He was born in Garland. When he graduated from high school, he went out. He worked with a guy, and a guy here in Dallas. And the guy moved to California, and called Brian, and he says, "I've got a job and a place for you to stay if you want to come out."
Oh,
and,
okay.
I thought he would be gone for a couple of years, maybe.
Right.
Well, no, he never came back.
That's cute.
He went to work for a place called Epson, and, you know, they're like printers. And
right.
He worked in the warehouse. His wife's name is Cheryl. She worked in the office there. And, you know, she didn't date or anything like that in high school. She didn't. She was just more focused on studies and stuff.
Right.
Interested in boys. And then she saw him out there in the warehouse, and she had a friend of hers introduce them. And this next month they're going to be married 30 years. No, this month. On the 14th of October. They got married on Brian's birthday, on October the 14th. So,
okay.
She chose him, and she got him a motorcycle, and, you know, he has long hair and stuff. Back then, he doesn't have long hair now. But he, you know, he got all the stuff that I didn't want him to do, he went to California and did. And,
okay. Are you talking about, hold up a second. So this is before he had long hair, and he went to California, got a little bit into alcohol and maybe drugs?
Not drugs, really, just smoking pot.
Right.
I asked him, I said, "Did you ever do cocaine?" He said, "Yeah, only one time because I liked it too much." So he had some sense about him. But
he got that from mom, you know, too.
So they've been together ever since. He's got a Harley now. And he now is the elder of the South Beach.
Twin? Is that a twin or tray?
South Beach Bikers for Christ. That's a twin. And it's like I said, they just do good, you know. And they're there for everybody.
And they help people. But I have a question for you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anytime a person is having problems, like recently, one of their members, I think maybe a brain aneurysm or something.
Right.
And so she's a lady. Her husband is like self-employed, a handyman.
Right.
And of course, he's the only income for the house. And recently, his ancient work truck, stopped. I mean, it was like, that's it. We can't do any more with it.
Right.
So the Bikers for Christ found out about it, and they went. They had several different gatherings, and they gathered. Brian has a monthly meeting at his house.
Right.
And so they got elders and all that kind of stuff. But they found out about it, and they wound up passing the hat at these different meetings, and they came up with enough money to buy this guy another truck.
Oh.
And so that's what they do. And they found out about it, and they came together and took care of this guy. And because he didn't have his truck, of course, he was, couldn't go to earn money. So it's all about Christ center activities. They've got different elders and stuff like that they go to, and it's just all good. Whereas the other motorcycle guys are not. They're like the exact opposite of what Bikers for Christ is.
So they're gang motorcycles. I get you, but they're motorcycle gangs, like Hell's Angels,
that's it.
Right?
Yeah,
motorcycle gangs.
Right.
And then Brian is they're motorcycle people. Let me use the word gang, but their gang is for Christ, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and so what they do is when they hear like a biker has had a motorcycle accident or in the hospital, doesn't matter if they're a biker for Christ or a biker for Hell's Angels, they go in there and see if they can help. That's what you're sharing it with me. Or with everybody, and they're seeing if they can help, and then they introduce this biker to Christ, to Jesus, and if he accepts, great. If he doesn't, that's okay too. They're just there to show him something different, a different way of living, right?
Where
they can ride a motorcycle, have fun, get together and help people, and give back to the community. Huh? That's amazing.
Yep.
And an elder is. What is an elder? Help me understand that.
It's like a guy that's been there, for a while and has kind of like the stability part. He's just been there for a while, and I don't know. It's just kind of like the glue that holds everybody together.
Right.
So that's what he is.
Right.
And
so
they do other things, too. They do like all kinds of things for children. They of course, at Christmas, I don't know how many they call them toy runs they go on. It's like December. I guess it starts at the end of November. Almost every weekend they're doing a toy run. They do go places and they provide shoes and socks shoes for these little children that, may not have shoes. They just do all kinds of good.
And I like that. I do. That's amazing.
Yeah, like I said, it's all about God, and what God has made an influence in their life, and they're able to share the love of God with other people.
I like that, Tony. So that's how they get out and they actually do. They don't sit
that's
in
right.
a...
Yes, yeah.
They, okay. They
yeah,
get out and do.
Active all the time.
Okay. I appreciate that. And so if I remember hearing you correctly, Brian wanted a motorcycle, I'm assuming, and his wife back, 30, I guess you said they've been married for quite some time, got, because Brian just had his first grandchild, and you, Tony, are a great-grandma now.
Right.
So that's good. But he got a motorcycle, and then Cheryl was in church, I guess, too, as well, right? And helped him.
Well, they had to go, of course, you know, to a church that Brian likes. And but I mean, it was fine with her because they've been going there for years and years and years, and so
I like their music program, Rock and Roll Church. Works for me. Not very traditional, but sounds like a lot of fun. I like it.
Yeah.
You know, so that's good. And so your son and his wife, Brian is now an elder, where he just was in the beginning.
Yeah.
He was a new guy in the group, or in the Bikers for Christ gang. I'm gonna say gang, but it's probably something different.
Yeah.
And so now he is a leader. He's an elder. And so he gets, you need a leader. Is there more than one elder in a biker Bikers for Christ? I almost call it Hell's Angels. That's sad. Is there more than one elder, or are there a couple elders? And
each chapter has their own elder.
Okay.
I forgot to tell you. You know, I was just so against tattoos and, well, you know, piercings. Of course, Brian doesn't have piercings, but he's got tattoos now, and I'm just around so much of it now, I don't even see the tattoos anymore. It's not a thing. So
right.
It was something I had to get over, you know, because it was my Catholic upbringing.
Right.
And, you didn't defile your body, but anyway, that's me. So she's okay with him doing all of this stuff, and so, like I said, on his birthday this month, October 14th, they're going to be married 30 years.
Oh my goodness! Wowzer! Wow, that's a long time.
He had his motorcycle when he got married, that different motorcycle, and they rode off into the sunset on a motorcycle, you know, the romantic thing. And, she just loves him and everything about him. He's certainly not perfect. No one is. But, they've made it work, and they have two daughters. And now I have a great-granddaughter.
Right. And your son has always provided a stability in the home. I know Cheryl, his wife, has too as well.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So they're bikers, and they look like bikers, right? The tattoos, the big motorcycles, and
big tattoos and earrings, and chains and on their belts and all that. The typical motorcycle guy think about. That's what they are. But they are Christ-centered now.
Okay. All right. That's beautiful with the beautiful work that they do. You told me about it and has been talking about it. It's like, I would like people to know about that. And some do. Some don't, right? But what you see on a motorcycle, you're like, oh, my gosh, he must be in a gang that, is not good for people. But you never know, because these folks ride on a motorcycle, and it's not only men, it's women too, right? Girls and boys.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're riding together, and they support each other. They support the community.
Brian, several years ago, he had a bad motorcycle accident. A guy, ran a stop sign and ran into Brian on his motorcycle. And, it was really serious. It shattered his leg and arm and, just really did some serious injuries to him. Well, the guy that he was working for, Blue, that got him, he was in a garage door business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gave Brian a job. I mean, he just held his position, until Brian could come back. Well, all of these bikers came over, and they, of course, he was in a wheelchair and stuff for a while, and they came over, and they, built a wheelchair ramp on their front porch so that he could get around.
Oh,
and
wow.
And just anything that anybody needs, they just come and do. And
I love that. It's just
a huge brotherhood for Christ. And they,
right.
you know, they like to go ride. And, you know, he takes me on his motorcycle when I go out there. We go the PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, and, you know, we just enjoy being around each other.
So you're riding on the back of his motorcycle with him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Wow. On the you know, the big, beautiful Pacific Coast Highway we see sometimes in movies.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I have to go with you to California because you're going again, I know, for the holidays.
Never.
And your great-granddaughter is going to be a year old.
Yep.
And so you're going to go too as well. She's a little Christmas, almost a Christmas baby or born right after. I don't remember.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
And then every year we go to down to San Diego. Actually, it's called Escondido, which is where my friend lives, and we go spend time with her. All of the things that people, like their lifelong dream to do, I get
right.
to go and do twice a year. I don't know how many trips I've made to California. And,
that's amazing.
You know, two times however many years that Brian's been out there. A lot of times I would drive out there, but that's just too far anymore.
Yeah, no, I understand.
But now it's a three-hour trip on the plane, and the LAX is, you know, 30 minutes or so from where they live.
Right.
And so I call as soon as I land, and they leave their house, and they come and pick me up. Now my granddaughter comes to pick me up.
Cute.
And it's, you know. So we, you know, he likes to take me around, you know, to like he does, like I said, garage door. He's a garage door installer and repair guy. And
right.
he gets to work on all of these things that, not necessarily movie stars' houses, but wealthy people that, you know, their places are on the Pacific Coast.
That's wonderful.
So we like to get into Redondo Beach and all that. It's like I said, I try sometimes to realize that what I get to do, and I try not to take it for granted, but like I said, people's lifelong dreams to go to California, I get to do twice a year.
I think it's wonderful, and you know, and you get to stay with your son and and your daughter-in-law and your family.
Stay
you know,
a week every year, so I'm there for 2 weeks out of the year, and it's different because, like my daughter-in-law's parent, you know, she's from California. Now she's got a big family, and they all live around there, but I am closer to my granddaughters because I get to go and spend 2 weeks out of the year with them, and we make all kinds of wonderful memories. And,
that sounds
you know,
wonderful, Tony. I really appreciate that. What a great story that is. So you guys are enjoying your life and everything. And he does a lot of good work. I know that they do work for kids and bikers and do they work with kids with cancer too as well or do something for everyone? Yeah, all that.
Anybody like that, you know, that, of course, you know, my granddaughter had leukemia when she was 7.
Right. And so I know your son, her dad, has a special.
That's what he does because of her needing blood when she was having her leukemia treatments and stuff. He now goes. And he does platelets, so he and I both have good blood. We've both got B positive, so he goes. I don't know. It's like every month, however long it takes to replenish his platelets, and donates. And he's got a place that he goes that's closer to her house, the Red Cross, and So he watches a movie while they're doing the platelets. So, but it's, you know, he's just all about giving back and being participating in life out there and making a difference. And, you know, he's just always in a good mood and stuff. And they're just, they're just different. They're not, you know, whenever you get all of these motorcycles over there at his house.
Right.
And of course, everybody's got Harleys. And whenever they get ready to go out on the trip, they set
right.
up car alarms around there because
I'm sure because it's loud, right.
All of these motorcycles, and the same thing, you know, whenever they go to different, like the they're having a down biker rally this in a few weeks, and they're going to go and, you know, they gather a whole bunch of give to the money that they've collected over the year at their event on Tuesdays. They will take to this down biker rally. It is maybe, I can't remember this, an hour or so away from Brian where he lives, but it's like whenever all of these motorcycles start up, it's like you can feel the vibration in the earth.
Wow.
It's just like sometimes there's 50 motorcycles there, Harleys, decked
yeah.
out. And they give a truck, you know, different prizes for the best bike. And one year when I was out there, he always makes me feel so special. I got to choose the bike, and so.
You get to enjoy it.
It's just, I have a wonderful life, that's all.
You do, and I love hearing your stories, and the Bikers for Christ, because you've been talking to me about what they're doing and everything. I think
yes.
there's a show on it.
Yeah.
So they can, Bikers for Christ, I guess you Google it, and you can find
yes.
a chapter in your area, and if you need
yeah.
help or something, you let them know, and if you got a down mate or a child, you just call them and say, hey, we're in trouble. Can you help any at all, right? So,
yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah, chapters, every...
You know, a lot of the people that, you know, are not, aren't Christians yet, and they go see them in the hospital, I mean, they're literally in tears, in shock, because these strangers are coming, first of all, to visit them at the lowest point in the hospital, and most of the time, they don't even have family around.
Right,
so
right, I get
they,
it.
They're... These strangers are coming in, giving them a $500 check and praying with them and being there with them, you
right.
know, to support them and whatever they need.
Right. No, I get it. I think that's wonderful. Listen, young lady, we are almost out of time. So
okay.
You've been wonderful. We love that story. So, you know what we'll do? We'll say a quick prayer here, and
okay.
because I know you and Dane got to run, so we'll say a prayer ourselves today. Because you and I always pray at the end of every time we talk.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Dear God, dear angels, dear soul family of Dane, her sweet dad Jack and her Nana and Tony's mom, dad, grandmother and grandfather and brother, and, of course, Joshua, Jesus, and God and all the angels on the other side. Thank you for letting Tony be here and to share with how these folks really help. And they may look like a motorcycle gang, but they got a heart of gold and are here to give back and help the communities that they support. And thank you for Tony being able to have this beautiful life. And thank you for allowing her to share with us today once again. And we say amen, and so it is.
Amen, and so it is.
All right, everybody that's listening an hour later, thank you. Tony, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to be running out the door, and I love you with all my heart, and have a great day, okay?
Okay, honey, you too.
All right, bye.
Bye.